Senator Dan Dockstetter joining us as part of our political coverage. And Senator Dockstetter with Senate District 16. Dan, thanks for checking in with us today.
And good morning, Dal. Good morning from Cheyenne. Actually sitting in the historic Supreme Court chambers of the state capitol this morning, and that's where the original bill was signed, creating women's suffrage, creating the right for women to vote. First in the nation, first, of course, Wyoming breaking the trail for that, and I'm sitting in the chambers where that happened.
So, Dan, kind of give us an idea of the session. We're now into the back half of it, the second half. Have things transpired and gone the way you expected, or has things been a little different?
Actually, I'm a little concerned. The House, a lot of them are new, and so the debating process went kind of long and late at night, and I'm worried that we won't see all of the pieces of legislation that we expected when we started this, but we'll catch up. The Senate closed out and the House closed out Friday night, both going late. The House was still going on when we walked out of the Senate chambers at 8 o'clock, and I had a 4 a.m. wake-up call to head back to Star Valley. Superintendent Dagenfelder was over there for a big dinner there with the Lincoln County Republican Party in Athens. I wanted to get back Saturday for that and then turn around and get back here. But the House was still going late after we left. So a little concerned that maybe not everything is up and going like it should. But nonetheless, we're going to make it work. We've got all of our Senate files out now. I'll tell you something that I've been focusing on, if I could now. I've been impressed with the amount of money that comes into this state from minerals. We all think it's from our property taxes. Well, it's not. Although I'll mention that in just a moment, that it's extremely high. In fact, Lincoln County leads the way. But in the meantime, we're making a lot of money off of the mineral-based economy. Oil, gas, and coal leading the way. And that prompted me to put together a piece of legislation that says, let's get the precise numbers on how much is being spent with Wyoming in the mineral industry. So I launched a bill and got it passed unanimously in the Senate that will bring those numbers back by the fall of 2025. And we'll step out into the industry and ask. And part of this was prompted by some of the meetings I go to or some of the tours. We always take time to go out to our industry, visit with them, bring officials to them, bring our U.S. delegation to them. And one of my tours with ExxonMobil Shute Creek, which is kind of shared between Lincoln County and Sweetwater County, biggest natural gas reserves and carbon sequestration operation in the nation. And we're down there touring and visiting with them, doing further studies. And I asked them one day, just give me a rough estimate. What are we looking at in terms of taxes and payroll? And they said $100 million annually. $100 million annually in taxes and payroll.
Wow.
So that I started asking more questions the more of the industry around there. Let's take, for example, I flew out to Washington when we had the Rock Springs Resource Management Plan that was in question earlier this year. I grabbed my two Sweetwater senators. And I said, let's go out and talk to the head of the BLM in person. We're doing all these meetings locally. I said, let's saddle up, go out to D.C. and sit down with her, Stone Manning, and explain to her that this is, if you do this out there, it has an incredible impact on our local economies, on the families that live there. So what did that affect? That affected the Trona industry. Here you go, Dal. Trona industry, severance tax. $25.7 million, if you pull all that away. Ad valorem tax, $44.5 million. Federal mineral royalties, $24.9 million. State royalties, $4.4 million. Sales tax, $12.8 million. And private royalties alone, $80.9 million. Total taxes and royalties for the Trona Patch, $202.8 million. Is that something we should get on a plane and go back to D.C. and fight for? Absolutely. And so that's where we're at right now. I'm pushing through that legislation that will actually say what are we spending in each and every way. Have I still got you?
Yeah, Dan, I'm kind of listening to this, and there's kind of been that perception maybe over the last 10, 15 years that, hey, this is going away and this is going down, and you've been right in the middle of this in your political career. What is the current perception of maybe not just where mineral and industry, coal, oil, gas, and things like that now, but what's the overall thought on how it's going?
Yeah, when you talk about it going away, there was some pushback to say, we shouldn't put our matching funds from the state. We shouldn't reach out to industry and offer any additional funding. And that concerned me because I could see these numbers coming together that were just overwhelmingly impacting the economy of Wyoming. So there was a measure on the House side during the appropriations process. They pulled back the $100 million in matching funds. I did a budget amendment, and it was fought over that put $100 million back. Why do we want to do that, Dal? Well, through those energy matching funds, at this point, Wyoming has invested $98 million into 16 different projects. What has that done? It's leveraged over $260 million in private or federal investment. For that $98 million, we got $260 million back. How is it invested? Where do we put that money, those matching funds? It's been primarily in fossil fuel projects, $73.3 million. That's included 5 oil and gas projects, 4 coal projects, 1 helium project, 1 critical mineral project, 1 hydrogen. It's included nuclear, $9.9 million, renewables, $5 million, carbon storage and sequestration, $10.9 million. So the percentages of this money that we've reinvested back into the economy, 75% is fossil fuels, 10% nuclear, renewable, 5% carbon capture, 10%. What has that done? Just about, on average, 2,000 new jobs into the Wyoming economy, and on the horizon, another 500 jobs. To me, it's well worth investing that.
Dan Doxer.
And that's where we're at. It's incredible. And we sit back and we don't know because we're involved in our lives, but there's millions, if not billions of dollars being circulated through this state because of our mineral-based economy. And it's worth trying to preserve because that's how we build our schools. That's how we function as a state. I know you think it's property taxes alone, yours, and it helps, but that's the driving force of our economy in the state. And so I'm spending a lot of time with that. Before we close out here, let me tell you what we've been finding with property taxes. And I'm afraid my county commissioners may have taken me off their Christmas card list because we cut taxes on the Senate side by 50%. We did a little backfill at last minute for hospitals and fire departments, but we did the 50% cut. There's a lot of belief out here in Cheyenne that if we don't do it, the Citizens Initiative will, and they will provide no backfill. The Citizens Initiative said that's when you go to the ballot and say, do I want 50% cut on my property taxes? Yes, and it passed, and it'll be on the ballot again. When I say pass, it got enough signatures to put it on the ballot. I would say the environment is ripe for that to pass. So the Senate, House is working on their version. The Senate cut 50% and then put $15 million back in for fire departments and for hospitals. Specifically, Star Valley Health is in pretty good shape. Kemmer is not. So when I made that vote to put that backfill in, I was thinking of my Kemmer Hospital, my South Lincoln people that could make sure that they need a secure hospital. That will help them. Why are we doing these kind of cuts? Who leads the way in property tax increases, Dal, in the state of Wyoming? Guess what? You're at ground zero, Dal. Lincoln County leads the way with the property tax increases for the past 4 years, 112.6%. That's where I'm coming from. County commissioners are not happy with that 50% cut because they're worried about cutting services. And I've simply said to them, put together a statement and say, this is what you lose if you don't have those property taxes. This is what goes away. Certainly. But I feel an obligation to respond to the property taxpayers throughout Lincoln County that have gone through 112% increase.
Certainly been on the minds and the ballots and the conversations of the last several years, at least at Dan Doxeter, Senate District 16. Thank you, Dan, for checking in with us. And we wish you the best of luck over the next how many days you got left now?
Well, we're at the halfway point, so it's all downhill from here, right?
I suppose so. Thank you, Dan, okay, for checking in. We appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck here next week. Thank you.